Totally Wired.
When all the numbers swim together and all the shadows settle, when doors forced open shut again, a fly trap and a petal, my eyes burn and claws rush to fill them. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize that here at last I have my eyes. Sex turns and claws rush to spill them. But in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so pure I can arise without the fear of secret lies. Na 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 na. When all the spirits burn in light, centerpiece by steel, my eyes burn and claws rush to fill them. But in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. It is so clear I realize, and now at last I have my eyes. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light. And in the morning after the night, I fall in love with the light.
Welcome to another Totally Wired with me, Brian Droid. We just heard the Psychic TV from the album Dreams Less Sweet. That was one of the more mellow numbers. Now, this show's featured album is the eponymously titled A Flock of Seagulls, the band that launched A Million Hairstyles. Often mocked and derided, the Liverpool group nonetheless became a cultural focal point, appearing in odd places such as episodes of Friends and the film Pulp Fiction. This is a track from the album, and this is called Space Age Love Song.
We'll be right back.
The flock of seagulls there. More from them later. Now, bang up to date, which is something we rarely do on Totally Wired. But this artist is one of our perennial favourites, the unstoppable Julian Cope. His latest album, released only a few weeks ago, it's called Drunken Songs. I think it's a magnificent return to form for the Arch Druid. And this is a track called Drink Me Under the Table. In my younger days, an album that made an enormous impression on me was Travelogue by the Human League from 1980. And little did I know that one of the tracks, Only After Dark, was in fact a cover of a Mick Ronson song, the famous Bowie guitarist. I've since heard the original version, which we are about to hear now, and I must say, I love it just as much. So here it is. Only After Dark.
Oh, du rectangle. C'est magnifique.
I've recently been causing some controversy on Facebook, saying that in terms of vocal harmonies and astounding arrangements, this next group blow the Beach Boys out of the water. Am I doing it just to wind people up? Most probably, but otherwise it'll be just pictures of cats and the click and shirt drivel of empty minds. But anyway, the group in question is 10cc, and this is the wonderful Life is a Minestrone.
No!
flock of seagulls there with Modern Love is Automatic. Now, recently we went to see a Belgian artist called André Brasseur, an old organist from the 60s and 70s. Now, in his mid-70s himself, the performance was, as you'd imagine, a slice of 60s kitsch, but served up with some real interesting backing musicians and a real rocky, funky vibe. We bought the album afterwards, and what was very surprising was side four of the double vinyl was his work from the mid to late 70s, where he embraced synthesizer technology. It deserves to be up there with Cerrone and Giorgio Moroder, but like the rest of his work, it will probably remain forever obscure. But here's a track from André Brasseur from the album, and this is called Keep Quiet.
Totally Wired.
It was Peter Gabriel's birthday a few days ago. So let's play a track from his first solo album, simply called Peter Gabriel. He did four of them in total, all called Peter Gabriel 1, 2, 3 and 4. And this is the first track from that first album. And this is Moribund, the Burgermeister.
Come
from the 1984 album Scatology by Coil on Some Bizarre Records, and that was called The Sewage Workers' Birthday Party. And now on to yet another new release. What on earth is going on at Totally Wired Mansions that we're talking about all this modern music? Well, it can only be Sleaford Mods, a new album in the offing called English Chappers. We need them now more than ever. So this is Sleaford Mods with BHS. Sleaford Mods there. And now onto a band that features a guy called Kavas Turabi. And in my book, if you played both in the Cardiacs and Gong, you're someone to watch. So with his band Knife World, this is the wonderful Clairvoyant Fortnight.
Oh! oscillations, man. Oscillations, they got vibrations in doors to fuck on for me to ignore them. But they got medicine, they got their healing, got their prophet, got their chosen one, their seventh son. So what you have to steal, man? Oh, life, close the gate, walk out on this. Life's a tricky jigsaw. God finds you naked, hide your tail, but let you die all alone. But you gave me
Knife World there, with Clairvoyant Fortnight. Now we come to the last track from our featured album, A Flock of Seagulls. Were they any good behind the crazy haircuts? Of course they were. And this is called Messages from the Rings of Saturn.
Messages.
Totally wired.
You know.
My dear departed friend Billy Frodsham, also known as Billy Frog, had an Aladdin's cave of weird and wonderful music. And had he lived to see the pathetic car crash that is Brexit, I'm sure he would have reached for this track without hesitation. John Dowie and British Tourist.
La 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 la.
And I'm very, very rude. I hate the foreigners, hate their stinking food. I don't like French and Germans or care for Belgians much. But most of all, worst of all, I hate the Dutch. The Dutch, the Dutch. I hate them worse than dogs. They live in windmills and mince surrounding clogs. They don't have any manners. They don't say thanks or please. All they eat is tulips and stinking Gouda cheese.
Take a break now.
Well, you don't want to overdo it, do you?
No. Band are working well.
Well, they're being paid by the note.
Oh, really?
Gonna go back into it now.
Might as well.
I'm a British tourist with a countenance severe. I love to strike the foreign type and box each poxy ear. But there's one woggy dago I cannot bear to touch. The slimy, crawling, stench appalling, snotty, grotty Dutch. The Dutch are mad, their fingers stuck in dikes. They use the wrong side of the road and ride around on bikes. They don't have any manners, don't have any brains. There's only one race worse than them, and that's the Danes.
Apologies to my Dutch friends for that track, and indeed for Brexit. So to make amends, we're going to finish this show with a Dutch artist, the fabulous, the psychedelic Jaco Gardner. I've seen him in concert many times. If you get the chance, I highly recommend it. If you are a lover of early Syd Barrett-era Floyd. So this is Jaco Gardner, and find yourself. Remember, you don't have to be weird to be wired. I will see you next time.
Sunny day.